My name's Janet Bird, and I'm 68. Yeah, 69 this year. I've grown up in the West Country mainly, because I was born at Hook near Bedminster. My dad was a farm worker, and so we travelled around different farms and things, and we lived on different farms. But I've been in Yeovil since 1979. We used to go out helping with the hay making and to earn some pocket money, stacking bales and feeding the animals and things. But these days you can't do it because of health and safety. Well, we used to go around with the hay making and stack bales ready to for the tractor to come and pick them up. Then we used to, I did on one farm, we went around and we packed eggs. We collected all the eggs from the chicken houses and packed them and graded them and ready to sell. Oh, and the other thing I used to like doing was when my dad was on corn harvesting, we used to run out to the trailer when the trailer come in just to crush up the corn to test the dampness of it. And I used to love doing that. It smells lovely. Just, well, like porridge oats, when you open the porridge oats, that's the smell. And we worked on the farm till moved to Barrack. When my dad gave up the farming and we moved to Barrack. In 1971, I got married. So we were on the farm mainly till then. When I got married, then my husband was on the farm for about 5 years. And then we moved because he had to give up that house because it belonged to the farm. And we moved to Yeovil. And then my husband did different things. He worked on the dust cart. He worked for South Somerset District Council on the grass cutting and that. He did start up his own business, you know, a gardening business. But then my son caught leukemia when he was 15. And so he had to give that up because we were at Bristol Hospital for 6 months. He's fine now, though. Yeah, he lives in the Isle of Wight. Because what they did, they took his bone marrow out, cleaned it all up. He had radiotherapy and chemotherapy, and then they put his own bone marrow back in. We coped. We just used sort of different strategies. We were at the hospital most of the time, and, well, we played games on the computer and that with him and helped him. And with all, there was about three of them in the ward that he was in, and he was helping all them as well. So you just find the strength. You just have to cope. When I needed to cry, I used to watch videos and things of sad films or happy films that make me cry so I can pretend it's a film. And that's how I cope. You can't bottle it up. You have to find a strategy to be able to release it. They've got to go through it and you can't do anything about it. You'd like to be able to go through it to save them having to go through it. But we do get through and we were fine. He's done really well. He's got diabetes and that, but we don't know whether he caught that through the stuff or whether that was just something that he would have got eventually anyway because there is diabetes in the family. I had a knee replacement, not last year, November, the November before. So everything has gone wrong as such because we couldn't go to the hospitals for your appointments and that. They were all cancelled and everything. But you have to keep coping. I've been knitting and crocheting mainly to cope because otherwise I'd go mad if I didn't have anything to do. I have to find something to do to cope. It is hard work, isn't it? And you get so depressed. And if you don't do something to thing, you end up being more depressed, and then you end up doing things you shouldn't do. So you have to find something to keep you going. I'm lucky that I see my daughter and my son. You've got to keep going. And when it's all over, hopefully we'll come out of it okay. We need then to make sure that we keep talking to people, keep hugging people that you can and everything else, because you need to make sure that everybody that's close to you is safe.